so that the people themselves, when it comes around to election time, can make the best decision that they can about the candidate who is already in office, should he decide to run again.
That was Harry Gallagher, KNOM News Director.
Representative Chuck Degnan sending greetings from Juneau. Down through the time, our people have always welcomed new ideas and new people. So it is appropriate that I welcome KNOM with its new ideas and the people who make this station possible. Welcome to the Northern Lights Airways, KNOM.
You're listening to the first broadcast of KNOM, Nome, Alaska.
This is Frank Ferguson, House District 17, representative to the 7th Alaska State Legislature. I wish to take this opportunity to express a hearty welcome to radio station KNOM on the airways of rural Alaska. In hundreds of man-hours in planning and research to develop this radio facility for our benefit has finally come to life. And this life is welcomed, not only for our enjoyment of the different variety of featured programs, but a universal need to know. A need to know what is happening in and around our villages, our state, and the world. A need to know all levels of information pertaining to a better life for us. Again, thank you for the opportunity to congratulate all the people of KNOM for the work they have accomplished. But most important, the work that must continue, for communications is a means to a better life for our people in our villages. I wish to end with a thought for radio station KNOM, and that is, may our knowledge be your success. Thank you.
That was State Representative Frank Ferguson from Kotzebue. Earlier, we mentioned that KNOM will broadcast a lot of news and a lot of music that will be fun to listen to. We've also said that KNOM will be an educational station. Father Jim talked about our broadcasting, what he called educational spots. What are these spots? What will they sound like? KNOM has a totally new concept, a whole new look to radio and educational radio. Educational spots are simply short, entertaining messages, maybe half a minute long, that KNOM will play between records a few times an hour. Some of them are funny, some are interesting. Right now, here's an example of one of our spots. Take a listen.
Sounds funny, but sleep is a serious business. The old body is like a machine. A machine needs just so much oil. The body needs just so much sleep. Not getting enough sleep means a gloomy personality the next day, or schoolwork done poorly. Snoring may be funny, but missing sleep isn't.
That was one of the short spots that we'll be playing throughout the day. KNOM will be bright, lively, and fun to listen to.
First of all, I think it'd be best to explain that all of the people working at KNOM from top to bottom are all volunteers. We have no paid help of any kind, and they come from just about every imaginable source. Most of our announcers, the radio people, come from the placement of an advertisement in Broadcasting Magazine, which is sort of the Bible of the radio industry. And amazingly, we've had something like 70 volunteers for our positions here that have come in, and from those we have tried our best to sort out good voices and personalities that we think will be very enjoyable on the air. But we have been the secretaries and the other personnel on the staff that are come through the Jesuit volunteer office in Portland. They're very good about helping us find other people on the staff beside the actual radio people.
K-N-O-M.
Here is Dr. William R. Wood, president of the University of Alaska.
Congratulations to KNOM and the people of Nome, the Seward Peninsula, and the Bering Sea Islands upon the inauguration of a new education-oriented radio station. Northwestern Alaska has a notable history and a fine tradition of friendliness and hospitality seldom matched elsewhere in the world. There is in prospect an exciting future for the area based upon known resource potentials and people potential. Education and KNOM certainly will play major roles in the unfolding of that bright tomorrow. It is a privilege, upon the occasion of its beginning, for me to offer KNOM every good wish for its success.
That was the president of the University of Alaska, Dr. William R. Wood.
You've got volunteer radio announcers, and you've got no commercial advertising. Where does the money come from, then, that's required to actually operate the station, for instance, buying new equipment and things like that?
Good question. The actual supply of finances for the station, we did not want to be and do not want to be a burden upon the diocese, because they certainly have enough burdens of their own. We plan to finance the station from two sources. One, from a group of persons who are working here in Nome, who contribute their entire salaries to the station. These are our nurses, and at the present time we have here Miss Ida Schilter and Miss Sally Duggan and Miss Kitty Orris, and they'll be working at the local hospital here, living in quarters right here at the station, and turning over all of their earnings to the station, which is a big help. The other half of our support comes from people who are interested in our work. A good number of these are outside in the lower 48, and each month we send out a letter called the Nome Static, and the little return envelope in it, and they're very good and generous about sending back gifts that help us to keep this whole thing rolling.
This idea of having volunteer nurses who donate their salaries to the radio station has got to be a new idea about how to support the station.
Yes, and it's a constant source of surprise to people right here in Nome when one of the girls announces that she hands over her check untouched each month to someone else after working hard. I think it's a tremendous praise for the young people today, the generosity with which they get behind things like this. Another thing I'd like to mention that we're not going to be asking on the air at any time, in any way, for money to support the station. We may be sending people letters from time to time asking for their help and whatnot, but we consider it a matter of very poor taste to be begging on the air, so we're going to stay away from that completely. I sort of think the listeners might enjoy hearing that.
I wonder if we've covered your entire staff then. We've got the announcers who will be heard on the air and the volunteer nurses who help to support the station.
Well, no, we haven't quite covered all of those in our operation. In fact, there are quite a few others that are behind the scenes here that really are great supports to us and tremendous help. Father Greif, for instance, our associate pastor here, really keeps the ball rolling on the parish scene while so much of my time is taken up with radio. And he also takes care of our mission stations at Teller and at Diomede Island. So he certainly is a tremendous help. I have with me here, I'm sure some of the people know, as our housekeeper and as our cook, my own mother. And she, of course, is a tremendous help. And she's in her 70s and cooking for 15 people here. So needless to say, she keeps very busy and is sort of a mother to all the gang here. We have, I think I mentioned earlier, the business manager of the station right now is Therese Burick, better known as Tweet, who I had worked with previously at St. Mary's Mission, and then she has come up here after a stay outside to take over as business manager, and she sort of keeps us all in line and keeps the books in the black instead of the red and does a great job with our office situation here. Jack Carr is our maintenance man. As you know, we have 9 buildings here, so from morning till night he is busy repairing, putting together, thawing out or digging out, and keeping the place in running order. He does a wonderful job. We have Sister Paula Costco, who handles the religious instruction for the young people here in the parish, and helps out also here at the station. And most of these people will also be doing some of the educational spot broadcasting and helping us out on that line also. We're also lucky enough to have a young Eskimo lad here, Dennis Pikangana, who is working through NYC and also learning to be a radio announcer. He's shown a lot of interest in radio and picks it up very rapidly, and we hope someday we'll get him on the air here. We're very grateful to all of these people because sometimes their jobs are not too glamorous. In other words, they won't be holding down a position on the staff of broadcasting to be heard every day in the radio, but they are really vital to our operation, and we really and truly appreciate their work very, very much. La 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 la
congratulations to this radio station here in Alaska. May your days be many and your life be long. This is Bob Hope. You know, every time I say that I remember the story of the Harvard professor who was traveling down Texas way and struck up a conversation with an old cowboy who confessed he'd lived many a long day, 87 years if the computation by calendar was right, maybe more. 87, what remarkable longevity. To what do you ascribe such a long, long life, if I may ask, the professor said admiringly. The Texan's face was grave for a moment. Well, for one thing, I never stole a horse, and I was mighty careful never to call a man a liar to his face. Well, that was a good recipe for Texas, but in Alaska, I'm sure Father Poole and his staff will know the skill and the techniques, and the state clears, which will mean a long, long, happy life for this station. This is Bob Hope.
KNOM has been a long time in the works. It's been 9 years since Father Jim first conceived of the idea of a new radio station. There were many legal battles, and it was only last year at this time that we received the final okay from the Federal Communications Commission. In the past year, we have seen the construction of a beautiful set of new studios, the building of a new radio tower just outside of town, and the installation of a 10,000-watt transmitter. There have been problems along the way. Most of the spring this year was occupied by ironing out all of the technical bugs that you find when you try to build a new station. There have been delays and more delays. Tom Bush, KNOM chief engineer, explains.
We've had our share of stumbling blocks, all right. Just digging the tower foundation took nearly a month. Soldering cables in 10 below weather, tuning up the transmitter, getting our remote control system to work reliably. First of all, with the weather and the permafrost, this is really a tough area for building anything. And second, most of the behind-the-scenes technical equipment we have here is so advanced, it hasn't really been tried in a great number of places yet. Some of our gear is rather complicated, and it uses very new techniques to accomplish some of the things that you have to do to keep a radio station running. At any rate, we've made it on the air sooner than most new stations do, and from the reception reports we received from some of the equipment tests, it looks as though we're pushing out a very clean and a very strong signal.
780 KNOM. Here's Roy Robinson of the Alaska Broadcasters Association.
Please accept my warmest congratulations on your first day of broadcasting over KNOM. The dedicated staff at KNOM, under the direction of Father James Poole, have provided the people of the Nome area with another fine radio station. My personal best to you always, and heartiest congratulations from all Alaska broadcasters.
In just a moment, a rundown of the programs we'll have starting tomorrow morning on KNOM. Maybe you'd like to get a pencil and paper. We'll be back in a minute.
Greetings and long life to Father Poole and his staff of the station. My prayer will be that this happy beginning will have a long and fruitful existence. This is Bing Crosby. Every time a new radio station goes on the air, I feel happy that the world has become a smaller globe and a bigger neighborhood. I know a wholesome song and a healthy, hopeful word can light up some pretty dark corners in some pretty sad places. They can make a sorrow bearable that otherwise would be unbearable. There was nobody to share it with. Sorrow, that's everybody's business. Who hasn't known it? Sorrow, I suppose, is the prelude to joy. So congratulations to Father Jim Poole and the staff of this newest of the new radio stations. With you, the radio parade is beginning again. News, music, truth. Worthy of your full commitment. Happy birthday, and many of them. This is Bing Crosby.
Alex Hills will start the day tomorrow at 7 Nome time with, oddly enough, the Alex Hills Show. Alex will play all kinds of music, country, easy, mixed with plenty of surprises, humor, and other good things. Alex, by the way, is a former Army officer, engineer, and teacher from Sparta, New Jersey. Alex is 28 years old and is the only KNOM announcer sporting a full beard. We think you'll make the Alex Hills Show a regular part of getting up every morning. At 10:30, it's What's Happening, a bulletin board type show which will inform you of public events, as well as the progress of the barges, which mail planes are flying that day, and other information you'll be interested in. 11 in the morning, and you're riding in Bush Country with KNOM's own Tom Bush. Tom will be heavy on the country music, but he promises to play a good selection of other types as well. Tom is 23 years old from Philadelphia. He's been in Nome for a year and a half as KNOM's chief engineer. The Tom Bush Show till 3 in the afternoon. At 12:15, you'll hear KNOM Village Hotline with messages to the villages. Then more of Tom Bush till 3. 3 o'clock, time for John Pfeiffer. John comes to us from the University of Kansas. He's been a radio announcer since he was 16. And all 6'4" of big John Pfeiffer will rumble through your radio every day starting at 3. John is program director of KNOM, by the way, and his own program, we think, will become a fixture in the lives of Northwestern Alaska's young people. John, you see, will be playing mostly music that's popular with young people. Yet he'll settle down now and then to a quiet country or easy tune. The John Pfeiffer Show. Lee McKay is maybe our best announcer. I can say that because I am Lee McKay. I'm from the Christmas city, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, just an hour's drive from Bush Country in Philadelphia. I'm 21 years old, been in radio for some years now. Each weeknight at 7, I appear on your radio to offer you music, good cheer, interesting news, and information. Join me, Lee McKay, every night from 7 to 11. on the air. Of course, we haven't made it alone. There are probably hundreds of people who have helped us along the way, and we want to thank everyone who has lent a hand to make KNOM possible. From Nome,
B.N.R. Tekenbarge,
Carl Glavinovich,
Dennis Picarena,
Steve Dixon,
Sam Tucker,
Farrell Morgan,
Dan and Pete Wall,
Ed Bruce,
John O'Leary,
Jim and Bev Blanning,
Rita Johnson,
Leo Rasmussen,
Ralph Fondell,
Don Johnson,
Dan Summers,
Roy Tobok Sr. and Jr.
From Fairbanks,
Bishop Francis Gleason,
Bishop Robert Whelan,
Brother George Feltes,
Brother Al LaPalato,
St. Mary's Mission,
for inspiration.
From Anaheim, California,
Bud and Betty Carlson.
From Anchorage,
Craig Barbary,
Marie Berry,
Max and Bev Mondor,
Walter Hickel,
Jeff Bowden, KTVA Technical Assistant.
From Washington, D.C.,
Joseph Hennessy, Attorney,
Senator Ted Stevens,
Peter Gurekas, Engineering Consultant,
John Mullaney, Engineering Consultant.
From Burnsville, Minnesota,
Bill Monroe of Collins Radio Company.
A word of special thanks to the volunteers of the past who have helped make this radio station a reality.
Norley Irvin Itchett,
Betty Connors,
Bunny Filbert,
Annie Legan,
Ginny Stuklusa,
Carol Cockrell,
Tom Carlin,
Brother John Hook,
Randy McCulley,
John Schusler,
Brother Marion Miller,
Terry McMahon,
Kathy Prier,
Lee Berklin,
and finally,
Mr. and Mrs. Augie Hebert, KTVA, without whose help we would have never made it.
To all of these people, and to everyone who has helped us in 100 different ways, a very sincere thank you. We're near the end of our first program. Regular broadcasting will start tomorrow morning at 7, bearing daylight time, with the Alex Hill Show. Because this is a special night, we won't have update headline news at the half hour as we will normally. Update news on the hour will be presented as scheduled. We will finish our programming tonight with 4 special shows. Each show will be an hour long and feature one of our announcers. Finally, we are very happy to at last be on the air. Drop us a line to let us know how you like us. This opening program was pre-recorded. We hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you.
We've only just begun to live. White lace and promises. A kiss for luck and we're on our way.
We've only begun.
So much of life ahead.